It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 10th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is fatuous, spelled F-A-T-U-O-U-S. Fatuous is an adjective that means complacently or inanely foolish, silly. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Louis Menand. Jules Pfeiffer's cartoons in The Village Voice, which started appearing in 1956, made fun of the kind of people who read The Village Voice. It's not that people like to laugh at themselves. They like to laugh at people who are just a little more fatuous and self-absorbed than themselves. John Donne, the famous poet, wrote, "I am two fools, I know, for loving and for saying so in whining poetry." He was simultaneously confessing to both infatuation and fatuousness. As any love-struck fool can attest, infatuation can make buffoons of the best of us. So it should not come as a surprise that the words fatuous and infatuation derive from the same Latin root, fatuus, which means foolish. Both terms have been part of English since the 17th century. Infatuation followed the earlier verb infatuate, a fatuus descendant that once meant to make foolish, but that now usually means to inspire with a foolish love or admiration. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.